Hello and welcome to today's podcast. My name is Michael Schultz. I am the Director of Strategic Accounting at Blackline, and I'm going to be your host today. In this discussion today, we're having a conversation with Capgemini and Blackline around enabling organizations in moving forward toward the idea of modern accounting and why automation has never been more important to today's finance and accounting professional. As we go through the podcast today, we hope to answer this question, why it is so critical for companies today to move toward automated accounting cloud technologies with this idea of the future of accounting. I have two amazing panelists with me today. First off is Priya Ganesh, Vice President of Business Services at Capgemini. Welcome, Priya. If you could introduce yourself, please.
Sure. Thanks, Mike. And hi, everyone. My name is Priya Ganesh. I'm Vice President, and I lead the Finance Solutions Practice for our North America region. Just previously, I was also leading the Solutions and Finance Transformation Practice for our Asia-Pacific market. And as part of my transformation practice, I was working extensively with Blackline and with particular interest in how we can take this forward to our clients, both in the market, across the globe, and see how these great alliances and partnerships can come together. With over 12 years with Capgemini and being a chartered accountant from India and a certified public accountant, I love all things innovative and transformative in the finance space. And partnerships like with the likes of Blackline is what makes this extremely innovative and challenging in this building environment. So thanks, Mike, for this opportunity.
Thank you very much, Priya. Really excited to have you. We also have David Brightman, Director of Product Marketing at Blackline. David, welcome. And if you could introduce yourself, please.
Hello. Thanks, Michael. It's great to be here. I'm David. I'm based in Blackline's London office, but you know, my background, I qualified as a chartered accountant with the ICAEW, so over in England. But I've always had a soft spot for AI-infused automation solutions. So I spent most of my career in product management, bringing these solutions to market. But my role here at Blackline is really to bring our customers' voice to Blackline and help them understand the value of modern accounting. So it's great to be here and looking forward to it.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, we definitely have a diverse group today, and it's going to be an exciting conversation. But right out of the gate, though, I think it's an important question to ask. Blackline and Capgemini, both strategic partners with each other. What does the power of this alliance mean to, you know, our joint customers and, of course, future joint customers? Priya, what are your thoughts on that?
It's interesting you ask that, Mike, because everywhere we go, and I can say that 4 out of 5 meetings which I attend are always with clients. And I think they're constantly, I think, asking or curious about the kind of alliances which especially get noticed in the market. And as we know, in the finance space, right, and especially in this new normal, as we've started calling it, we're constantly curious about, how the value proposition which we can take to our clients, what's new in the value proposition. And I think from a Capgemini standpoint, the ability to offer extended flexibility to our clients, basically helping them kind of move away from very traditional manual accounting processes to a very modern accounting experience. I think that's what we are bringing to the table with this alliance, or we hope to bring to the table with this alliance. And at its heart, right, this collaboration is really focused on enabling the entire finance and accounting teams in different organizations to basically reduce the business process costs, but at the same time, optimizing the process efficiencies and effectiveness. So it basically reinforces the customer-centric approach from a Capgemini standpoint and helps drive improved outcomes for today's, you know, really, really changing business environment.
Excellent, excellent. David, do you have any thoughts on the whole partnership and what it means for Blackline?
Yeah, certainly. So, you know, look, at Blackline, we've continued to grow our global community with alliance partners like Capgemini. They're leaders in this digital finance transformation space. And interestingly, they are at the helm of innovation. They've built an excellent reputation designing, implementing end-to-end processes at some of the world's most best known companies. So, you know, look, we have a marriage of best practice guidance enabled by our cloud native accounting technology. So, you know, it really is a sweet spot for companies, as Priya mentioned, that want to move away from traditional manual accounting processes to a modern accounting experience that is unified and automated. And, you know, what this means as an outcome, Michael, is that it provides continuous execution that supports the business in real time.
So it's very true what you mentioned, Dave. Mike, if I may add to what David Please. Said, right? In terms of this alliance itself, and I think between David and I in the different market units, this is perhaps constantly something which we see, like, you know, when clients want to do, when they are evaluating, whether it's from a software standpoint or the platform standpoint, or if they are, you know, analyzing from a process optimization standpoint. I think what the power of this alliance brings is a combination, or the right combination, of these two parameters. Because a platform upgrade without a process optimization might not yield the right kind of benefits or outcomes which the client is looking for. And the corollary is also true. So I think the power of this alliance is truly felt when we are able to bring the power of the process transformation supported by, you know, Capgemini's best practices, which we will hopefully speak about, as well as the power of a leading platform like Capgemini, like BlackLine, and how we can basically integrate the two. David, would you agree with that? I think that's what we are really seeing in the market with that line.
Yeah, absolutely. I would definitely agree with all those comments, and definitely an exciting recent partnership. So Priya, I've heard about this framework used by Capgemini called the frictionless enterprise. Mm-hmm. What does that mean for a finance function, and how does that play?
Interesting you ask that. Okay, I'm going to take you on a bit of a Alice in Wonderland. Okay, think of it that way. That's your dream spot, where if you had no constraints, that's the golden path to your accounting. If you had no constraints, how would your payment cycle be? If you had no constraints, how fast would your close process be? Right, that's what the frictionless is all about, or the power of frictionless is all about. Now, once you have dreamed that ideal spot, you start identifying what are the bottlenecks in between which cause the friction, and you systematically work towards eliminating those and going further and further closer to your dream of the frictionless enterprise. Yeah, and in order to help with this journey, is where we use the, and I'm very proud to say this, the industry-leading Capgemini's Digital Global Enterprise Model, or the DGEM methodology, which is basically the, I would say, the Bible or the benchmark in terms of best practices across all finance and accounting processes. And here I say finance and accounting processes, but the whole DGEM methodology is built for other functions like digital employee operations or supply chain or procurement. But just focusing on minute on finance, this digital global enterprise model starts acting like your framework, if I may, on which these best practices and the process framework is built, which enables you to travel towards the frictionless enterprise. And that's where, you know, like we discussed earlier, alliances like ours between BlackLine and Capgemini come in, where we are able to bring in the best practices from DGEM, collaborate with the likes of BlackLine to see how, once we move the processes towards best in class, how much stronger is an implementation of BlackLine going to become in the 2B process model for the clients. I hope that answered your question.
No, absolutely. And I like this idea of, you know, your analogy there about Alice in Wonderland and the ideal state. Really, it sounds like it's, you know, start with the end game in mind, right? And once you know where you want to go, and what you ultimately want to achieve, that's how you're going to get there, right? So it's just it's this journey. It's not just draw a line in the sand and you know, in exactly. 6 months or a year we're going to get there. No, it's constantly improving. And where you think you may want to be in an ideal state, that could even change. You know, you push it further and further. So
no, absolutely, absolutely, yeah. Okay. You know what? The best part to that, if I may add, is like you rightly said, it's not like a, you know, a fictional line in the sand. But once you work with this best practice in mind and the position which you want to achieve, you are now in the stronger point to actually commit to outcomes at the end of this, because you know that working with the client, you want to achieve that frictionless state, right? So this means these are the 10 steps or the bottlenecks or the friction which you are going to eliminate for the client. And when you eliminate systematically those bottlenecks, you know exactly the kind of benefits which you can commit to the client. So this way, contrary to how things were in the past, where there was a lot of ambiguity in terms of what to expect at the end of a transformation, here you are able to start visualizing those committed outcomes and basically, you know, make your contracting that much more stronger. And this also helps you in much more innovative pricing models like outcome-based pricing or, you know, even a gain share mechanism.
Absolutely. Well, switching gears to going to David now. So, you know, obviously automating all this busy work, unlocking global visibility, providing, you know, more reliability into the numbers, just a few benefits that BlackLine brings here. What do you believe is really the one of the greatest impacts that BlackLine customers see?
They're really happy. No, to be serious, they're all great benefits that you called out, Michael. You know, in the context of today's operating environment, enabling remote workers is another great one. But look, let's dial back for a moment. The days when business leaders could wait until the end of the month to get their figures, they're done. You know, because to stay ahead of the game, they need to be agile and they need real-time information. And the pandemic has really brought this front and center. So, you know, looking around with market conditions so lumpy, you just can't sustain your operating environment with a traditional accounting model. And, you know, it's interesting. None of us here today listening in have met a CFO who did not want their numbers faster. And, you know, in the context of that, modern accounting is the foundation to deliver financial results and the right information to the business on a continuous basis, you know, not just every month or every quarter. And, you know, modern accounting enables our customers to focus on what's important, moving away from manual, repetitive work, let's say in reconciling data across a myriad of backend systems, as well as preparing, posting journal entries, managing intercompany and other financial control type activities. So instead, accountants can prioritize their day on the exceptions and anomalies that they find in data. So in summary, Michael and Priya, you know, automation, you know, ignites or brings a step change in accounting efficiency. So finance teams become more strategic. They're not just rearward looking or in kind of this kind of scorekeeping type role, which is purely focused on governance.
Excellent. A lot of great information being shared here. But so I guess, David, from your perspective, you know, we hear about this great frictionless idea, you know, where you want to go. You know, obviously, Capgemini brings the best practice to that. BlackLine brings some amazing automation and the technology. Can you share, David, a case study briefly on how BlackLine and Capgemini have been able to work together?
Yeah, certainly. So, you know, I think if we just dial back again for a moment, we never want to, you know, a key trap is automating a bad process. You know, bad processes are non-standardized, they're hard to track, they're hard to scale, and they're simply just inefficient. So typically the journey to modern accounting starts with making data readily available. So harmonizing the offered kind of scattered finance technology landscape. So this is a critical pain when we're dealing with silos in data and in communication across departments.
So it's that time to wrap up. So as we wrap up, Priya, any closing thoughts that we want to leave our audience with?
Excellent. First of all, thank you so much. This has been amazing to interact and share ideas and acknowledge the fact that this has been a great partnership into the market and ideas to take to our clients. And I think in terms of impact, right, from both Capgemini and Black Lion perspective, as we move forward in the market, as we experience greater digitization and newer cloud accounting technology, I think that's where the strength of this alliance would lie, where we continue to support with the best practices and the framework, and we leverage our partnership with Black Lion to take the best of breed in terms of platform and automated solutions to our clients. And at every point in time, are able to gain very committed outcomes to our clients as well as a result of this.
Great. David, any final thoughts from you?
Yeah, I mean, just briefly, look, we're really excited by this alliance, this collaboration that we bring to our joint customers. And don't forget that our customers, the very essence of their competitive advantage in today's climate is really about standardizing their processes. So, finance can move into more forward-looking initiatives. And taking the enabling technology, right, to increase the velocity of data and also being able to increase the speed of your decision cycles, the speed to insight. And together, we're able to collaborate for our customers to get them to that, let's call it Nirvana. But Michael and Priya, thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you to Priya. Thank you to David. Of course, on behalf of Black Lion, I do want to thank Capgemini for being part of this. And I look forward to a long and prosperous relationship amongst our two organizations. So with that, thank you very much for joining today's podcast. And we look forward to speaking to you all again soon.